Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem, and she will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so, let me welcome Ada Marie.
Hello, and how are you today?
I'm doing excellent, Ada. How about yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful. I just tell you, it's a perfect day. The sun is out, and the weather is great, and everything is just perfect.
It sounds like all is right with your world.
It is.
That's nice. It's lovely when it can be that way, and it can be that way more often than not, as long as we are on a pathway to continuing to uncover our joy.
Right. That's a necessity, is seeing things in a positive manner and holding the energy to that positive outcome, and you will get that positive outcome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the rest is just window dressing. But it's,
right.
It's nice to have a beautiful day outside.
It is. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, our first caller of the day has the opportunity to suggest a topic, and Anne is our first caller. She wanted to talk about destiny and free will, and when you and I spoke about this at first, you said those are both big topics, so we're going to take
right.
them one at a time.
Okay.
And let's start out with free will. What is a good starting point for discussing that?
Well, what I think is a good starting point is that when you are given, and we all are given free will in the beginning, we have to have some idea of what we want to end up becoming and creating for ourselves in the world that we live in. So everybody's world is a little different. Everybody's world has different things that have to be handled. So if you are going to really have a good life, you have to be aware of what's around you and what you the options you have to use. And I believe what happens with a lot of people, they don't even stop to think about where they're at.
Mm.
They just kind of just throw everything to the wind and take whatever they want. But I think if you're quiet inside and you feel the energy around you, you can pick and choose a wonderful experience for the day that you have, because you only have one day at a time. You only have one opportunity to do what you're going to do today, or what we do on this show. There's only one. It's going to pass away when we're done. And if anybody has received something valuable that they can take with them and they can use, then I'm blessed that we have given them something to work with.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you were talking about being aware and thinking about what you would like to do with your life. And I'm paraphrasing. And it... It's only been in the last couple of decades of my life that I've come to realize and have it reaffirmed by guests on my show that we have a choice each step of the way. That was, for some reason, that was like a light bulb for me.
Really? Well, I've had several people call after the show that said, I never realized I could actually decide what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what? What do you mean decide? Of course you have to decide.
Well, I know, and I can relate to those people because I thought that there was some grand design that I was living into, but I had forgotten somewhere along the way that I had a choice each step of the way, and that even if I screwed up, that didn't mean that I was a failure or that I had to fail. It was simply a wake-up call that I had made a mistake that was correctable and that I could start off on another track.
Right. Give yourself a little option there to say, okay, this isn't working the way I thought it would work, so let's see what's going to happen when we try this over here.
Oh, I like that even better.
Mm-hmm.
I think that has a lot less judgment attached to it than what I just said.
Well, there is no judgment attached. It's a matter of, okay, that didn't work for me, so I have to do something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have to find a better way to do what I want to do.
Mm, absolutely.
You're giving yourself an opportunity to make a change.
Well, that's another word that I love, and I think that a lot of people aren't aware that they have those opportunities.
I don't think they're aware at all. I think they're stuck because they've been in this little cocoon and they haven't looked out of it, or they haven't tried to get out of it, or they haven't listened to anybody else's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Well, that's so important because no man is an island. We're all in it together.
Right.
And we can't figure out all the answers on our own. Only God knows them.
Now, that's a profound statement, because the very truth is that from here to the kitchen, and that's not too far, things can change in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you are doing something else that you hadn't even thought of. But it's a necessity to do it. You have to take care and take your part and do whatever it is you're given.
That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that involves taking responsibility.
Total responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You are totally responsible from the time you are able to think and walk around for every thought and every action and all the conditions that you are surrounded with. You have a responsibility in that order. And when children are small, they are taught, or at least my kids and my family, when they were small, they were taught the responsibility of whatever it was they were doing, whether it was putting on their shoes or whether it was going outside or whether it was setting the table, whatever. As they grew up, they were given those responsibilities and they had to handle them as well as they could possibly understand to do. And that's when you help them to grow.
Very true. And I think the other thing about responsibility is when we don't take it, we start casting blame at other people. And only we are responsible for what unfolds in our lives. Other people have their own stuff, and that's for them to sort through us to sort through our stuff.
Right. And it's not their problem. It's our problem.
Right, right.
And as we grow and we begin to go through the little conditions that befront are coming at us, we become aware that there is a lot more to be learned from every incident than what we are getting because we are not paying attention to all the options that are in that incident.
Right, right. Well, we had lost a caller, and it looks like he just called back. If 561 is James, you are still in the same position in the queue. You held on to your position. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about free will?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, only that you have free will, and it's your responsibility to maintain it and be correct. You know, take responsibility for that, and whatever energy you give, you're responsible for. When people call us, my responsibility is to give them the best information that I have learned and grown and worked with. That's what it's about.
I like that. I like that very much. Well, we can talk about destiny at a later point in the show. Why don't we take some calls?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Our first caller is Anne, and we can thank her for the topics for the day. Anne, hello there.
Hi. Hello,
hi.
Ada Marie. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good, thank you. I was going to
ask you
this.
Okay, what is your question?
Well, this several months of the year were very difficult and rocky for me, for my family. Do you see that things will be improving in the nearest future?
That things around you are improving?
She said things have been very difficult for her family and herself, and she wondered if you see things improving. Is that right, Anne?
Yes, that is right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Anne, if you see them, and when we're talking about seeing, it's from inside the heart, not through the eyes. When you feel in the heart that it has improved and you command that improvement to come forth, it will come forth. It will do that. Now, you have to have the gentleness, but the strength and the wisdom to know that when you have set that to come into action, you are going to be responsible for the action that comes. And you're going to have to guard and maintain that action in a positive manner so that it actually is good for everybody around you. And this is where we run into trouble, because people say, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. Well, right there, they have closed the door on probably what would be the best thing that could happen for them, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, pardon?
No, I'm listening. I didn't say anything.
Okay. So, they're telling you that they don't want to take that responsibility. So you can't force them to do it. So what you do is you drop it. Just drop it. You gave it. They didn't accept it. You're not going to deal with it. You're just going to drop it. Just let it go. And go on to the next thing that you're going to handle. And the next thing you're going to do. Until you have been able to make some sense of what is really happening and why people are acting like they're acting. Make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Okay.
It's not easy. Yeah. It's not easy.
And I think she was wondering what you see for her and her situation, if you see it improving. That was wonderful advice, by the way. I really loved it.
Well,
yeah.
It's a truth. It's just a simple truth. But her situation is her need, and I think she has to take a stand and not be wavered back and forth. Take a stand, sit down, take a pencil and paper, and write down what you are willing to do and give and what you are not, and then stand up for yourself.
Ah.
You're being used.
Mm.
Right?
Me?
I'm
being used?
Correct.
Pardon? No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I'm being used. Things are just very rocky. in different directions of life.
There are always options. There's always more than one way. And you just have to look. You have to be aware of what is good for you, what is going to be wonderful to make your life better. That's what you're working toward. And dismiss the things that are not helping you.
Okay.
Sometimes that just means letting go of the thoughts connected to it, because you can't
change it.
Right.
But you can remove yourself from that thinking and therefore begin to get better and healthier and do things that are more positive.
Okay.
You see?
Does any of this resonate for you, Anne?
Well, probably. I will have to think about this, yeah. Probably.
You know what?
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can do, Anne, is you can go back into the archives and listen to the podcast, because she did give you a lot of information there.
Yeah, okay.
There was
sure
a
did.
Lot.
Thank
but
you so much.
You, whatever it is that you have need of, you will pick it out. So
okay.
You could go back and listen, yeah, and take what you want.
Thank you, Ada Marie. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Mm-hmm.
Thanks
You're
for
bye-bye.
And
you,
okay,
thank you,
goodbye.
David. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. No problem. Okay, and we'll talk about destiny later, Anne. I'm just trying. Whoops, we just lost her. James, you're live.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
How are
you? What are you up to?
I am actually calling about love.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Are you happy?
I am wondering. I just wanted to check in. And I'm wondering if you're picking up a romantic connection with me soon.
If I could do what?
If you can pick up a romantic connection for him soon.
Well, that's, you're just about ready, but not quite. But by the time the spring or the summer is over, and just as we're working our way into fall, you'll find yourself being extremely excited and happy and aware. What you have to do, though, is you have to be aware enough not to go too fast, to slow down and let the relationship build a little slower, and it will last a long time.
Well, he doesn't have a relationship yet. He's looking for one.
He has one.
Oh,
I
see what you're saying.
He has one. It's just in the, it's kind of in the outer area. But he'll see it soon, and when he does, he'll get excited. But he has to go slowly, because otherwise he'll muddle it up. You know, he has to take his time to build it.
Yeah, I misunderstood what you were saying. I thought you were under the impression that he had a relationship in his life at present, and you say he does, but it's coming after the summer and that he needs to go slowly. Is that correct?
Right, that's right. It is coming, and he has to go at it slowly so that he doesn't, he'll be too excited and he'll lose it, because the other person has to have time to become aware also.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that happens.
Yeah.
So, but he
wow,
does have
that's
a good
incredible.
Relationship coming. Yeah. A wonderful option. Mm-hmm. So just watch and be aware, son. Just be aware of what's going on around you, okay? And you
thank
will see
you.
It come. Yeah, and you will see it, okay?
Oh, that's so good, because there is somebody in mind, and I didn't even bring that person up. That's so incredible. That's good. Thank you.
But see, you don't give yourself enough credit. You need to feel good about yourself and happy about yourself, and that you are equal with any and everybody around you, and you have a little bit of a problem there. You want to keep,
yeah.
You keep trying to do something better instead of just being yourself, the wonderful person you really are, because you are a wonderful
wow.
person.
Wow, thank you for that. Wow, thank you.
Well, you take a look at yourself. Take a look in the mirror and see that wonderful person and see that patience that you have that a lot of people don't even have. So
No. There's
a lot of goodness right there that you're kind of not giving credit to. And so I want you to think about it. Think. Okay?
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anything else you'd like Ada Marie to talk about today, James? We're open to another topic. We are waiting for other callers. So if you'd like to take this opportunity, take it.
I would just like to express gratitude because that point struck a nerve with me.
That really
struck a nerve with me. Thank you. Because I don't give myself that credit.
I didn't understand what he was saying.
She said he wanted to express gratitude to you because what you were saying hit the figurative nail right on the head.
Oh, well, thank you. Your auric field is very, very strong, and you can do a lot because you have a sense of value of yourself, and you also have a sense of value of the people around you and the things you have to do. So you really are an individual who is going forward, and as you get older, you'll look back and see how you've really got where you are because you have gotten the energy and the strength to use the right words and the right energy to move forward, and you will move forward.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and you will do wonders. You'll be surprised at yourself.
And let us know how things play out, too, James. We're on virtually every Wednesday, except when one of us takes a vacation at 5 p.m. Eastern time. So we always love to hear back from people to hear how things have played out in their lives. How you've made them happen.
I sure will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling, James. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Now we have an opportunity to talk a little bit about destiny. And interesting, at that very moment, two calls came in, just like that. Let's see who this is, because it indicates they've been holding for 6 minutes, but they just appeared on the screen. So let's see who this is. This is area code 614. What is your first name, please?
My first name is Filson.
How do you spell that?
F-I.
Oh, okay. That's a very nice name. I've never heard it before.
I haven't heard it either. Pretty wonderful.
Yeah. Do you have a question for Ada Marie today, Silson?
I experienced really bad anxiety where it's hard for me to leave my home. So I was wondering if she sees that getting better.
Did you get that, Ada Marie?
I couldn't. Between the wind and everything, I could only get like one or two words.
Okay. She's been experiencing very bad anxiety to the point where it's difficult for her to leave her home. And she's wondering if you see that getting any better for her.
Well, I'm gonna do my best to help her get through it.
Okay.
And this is what she has to do. Your anxiety is coming from some food you are eating. You are eating some food that is causing you to have that feeling. What is it that you like better than anything that you eat?
Oh, rice or beans?
Rice or beans. Stop both of them and change your diet, and anxiety will leave you. Okay?
Okay.
It will leave.
Okay.
I had somebody else with that same problem about a year ago, and they quit, and within 10 days, they were completely free, and believe it or not, they actually found a way to call me up and tell me how lucky they were that I had told them that. They thought I was crazy when I told them, but they were very happy.
Ada Marie, in addition to being a seer and a conscious medium, is a healer, and she knows what she's talking about.
Just try it and see it, if it doesn't just immediately begin to change your energy pattern and your lifestyle, because it will. And you know, it doesn't cost a thing. You're just going to change what you do every day and what you eat. And one of those things is something that you are really fond of, and I don't know which one it is, but one of them is. So...
So it's one or the other, it's the rice or the beans?
Yeah.
Could she try cutting one of them out first and seeing if that helps?
Well, I think that's what you should do.
One at a time.
Yeah, one at a time. Don't do both of them because you're going to get crazy with it. But
right.
One at a time.
So it's just one of those things that's causing her a problem, not the other.
Basically, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell her what it is because I cannot see it. If I could see it, I would tell her.
Yeah, I know sometimes you can see things like that.
Yeah, I can, but I can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those. It's something that is dark. I know that.
What kind of beans do you like, Silson?
I said dark. I mean, these spinach.
That could be. That could be it. Try letting go of that for a while and see if it changes.
I eat all kinds of beans, like kidney beans, I guess.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, of course, those are dark, too. I mean, if you get the dark red ones. Well, that's interesting, Ada Marie. I haven't heard. Of course, we haven't had this particular problem brought up before. But it's rare that you focus on diet, and yet you have done that before.
Right.
Yeah.
But all she has to do is just delete one at a time until she finds out what it is that is causing her to have that anxiety.
How long has it been going on, Silson?
Since 2012.
Oh, boy, that's a long time. Six years, Ada Marie.
How long?
6 years it's been going on.
Well, okay. That's a good thing that she has that to work with, because what was happening in her life 6 years ago that would change her diet? Let's go there.
Was there a change in your diet then, Silson?
My mom stopped cooking.
Oh, and then you took over?
Yes.
Was there a change in the types of foods that you ate around that time?
Yes, I think.
Did you get that, Ada Marie?
I got it, and that makes perfect sense. So all she has to do is kind of go back and reconnect with what she had before then, and she'll come out okay. She's pretty smart, you know. She remembers.
Mhm. Yeah, a lot of people don't.
Mhm.
Yeah. That shows that she's conscious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you see anything?
So that's a good thing.
Positive for career, perhaps.
Do you see anything positive for career, Ada Marie?
Well, I think once your system is correct, your career is going to bounce and go forward, because it's really, you're not feeling good enough, and you haven't been able to just put everything you want to into your career. And if I'm wrong, I'll stand graciously corrected.
No, you're right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you're welcome.
For calling. Okay. We're going to move on to area code 248, and you are live. What is your first name, please?
My name is Jackie.
Are you on speakerphone or something? Your voice is distorted, and I couldn't understand your name at all.
Yes, my name is Jackie.
Jackie, okay. Ada Marie, if you have a problem understanding her, I'll try to repeat back
okay.
What she says. Jackie, what's your question?
My question is, I'm looking to get this house back that I that was stolen from me. Do Ada Marie,
it was stolen.
Back?
Okay,
yes.
She's looking a house back that she says was stolen from her, and she wonders if you see her getting it back.
What was stolen? I couldn't get that word.
A house.
A house?
Yes.
Oh, that somebody took it away.
Is that what happened, Jackie?
Yeah.
They took it. What did they do? Take over the taxes or something, and then remove it from you?
Well, they didn't take over the taxes. They took it because I didn't pay them, and I went to pay them, but they still kept it even after me going to pay them.
Oh, was this a bank or something?
Tax office. The tax office.
Okay, what happened, Ada Marie, is they took it from her because she was behind in her taxes.
Yeah.
She went and paid them, and they won't return the property to her.
She'll have to get an attorney to do that. That's the only way to get it back is to get an attorney.
Okay. Okay.
But she already gave them the money, so that the attorney will work on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that something you've considered doing, Jackie?
I thought about it. I did think about that, getting an attorney, yes.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a very wise suggestion to me, because there's an old saying, you can't fight City Hall.
No.
And you need all the help you can get in a situation like that.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you see it coming to pass that the property will return to her, Ada Marie?
Sometime in the fall.
Oh. That's if she gets on it right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have the means to get an attorney, Jackie?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, let us know how it comes out. All right, we're on every Wednesday at 5 Eastern Time.
I sure will. Thank you all so much.
Okay. Is there a topic you'd like us to talk about?
A topic I would like for you all to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty. I believe people
cruelty?
Should be more loyal. Loyalty.
Okay, that's a great topic. Loyalty, Ada Marie. Yes. What would you like to say about that?
I would say that it's a very important topic. And if you are a loyal person to someone and you see a few earmarks, like one or two, begin to show up, remember, that person's not loyal to you, so act accordingly. Be sure to cover your back. Be sure to take care of everything so that person is being your friend, because they're going to try to take something from you.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that happen many times.
Mm-hmm.
She can be loyal, but the person will still take it. They'll try to do a number on her.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
What else would you like to say about loyalty, Ada Marie?
I would like to say that loyalty comes from the heart of the person. And if a person is loyal, there is no question, ever a question, that that person is not thinking of you instead of just themselves. That loyalty is coming from their heart.
To be disloyal is a form of, the word's escaping me.
I know. When they are disloyal, they are users.
Users, yeah, they're selfish.
Right. They're a selfish user.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I want to open up a business. Do Anna Marie see me opening up a business anytime soon?
She wants to open up a business, and she wonders if you see her being able to open a business in the near future.
Not in the near future, but as we go from summer to fall, I would say that in that period of time, you will be set to be able to open a business.
Wow.
Up until that time, you're going to have to be building your things to build the business on. So it'll be that time before you're able to open. You'll be getting ready, and you'll have everything, but it'll take until fall for it to get in a place where you can go forward.
Yes.
You know, when you have all your ducks in a row.
You know what you're talking about. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Right. Okay.
Right.
What kind of business do you want to open, Jackie?
Well, actually, I got to say some opening up. I want to sell, at one place I want to sell, call it the Turkey Cafe, where it sells all turkey products, turkey ribs, turkey chops, turkey burgers, fried turkey wings, you know, with homemade French fries, cut fresh fries, and sell that with salad, just a place called the Turkey Cafe. So that's what I'm looking forward to opening, along with my business, physical therapy business, where they would actually come in and get physical therapy, and people that have family that has Alzheimer's, they can come and they can, it's called adult daycare, where you can bring your loved one there and we can watch them for you while you go take care of business and need to get you some time and some air or shopping or something, to do for yourself.
That's great.
I'm looking forward, this fall, September sometime, is supposed to be my grand opening. So that's why I said Anna Marie.
That'll be wonderful.
Definitely right. Yeah.
You sound very ambitious.
Yeah, it is
so
a lot of work. And you are staying on top of it.
Yeah.
So you will do very well. You will do wonderful.
Don't give up.
Let us know how it all turns out. Is there anything else you wanted her to? Any other questions you had about loyalty?
Loyalty. She really pretty much hit the hammer on the nail with loyalty, and that's what I am. I'm a very loyal person. I've just been around a whole bunch of disloyal people. And I'm just getting back into a place where I can continue to be loyal. I don't have to stop being that way because how someone then done me. I don't have to use it on other people or act that way toward other people. So I just really appreciate and thank God so much for not hardening my heart to make me act disloyal because of how I've been treated in the past for a long time.
Right.
So now I didn't, so loyalty is everything to me. And when I meet loyal people, it just does something to the inside of me. I just be so glad on the inside because I've been around so many disloyal folks for a long time.
Right.
Well, you know, it sounds like you might be putting out a different energy now that's attracting people that validate you.
Right. And give you strength and wisdom.
Yeah. Sounds like you've got a lot of it, Jackie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going forward. Thank That's you. Good. That's good.
Yeah, I
well,
had no choice.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice because I was really sinking myself in my own sorrow, starting to get my own self a pity party. Because when you think about it, if they've been disloyal to you, how in the world are they going to give you a pity party or even care about you? Because if they did, that was, you know, they wouldn't have been disloyal. They would have been loyal and gave off with the same thing you was giving. But everyone not going to be like you and give off the energy or give what you give or how you love. Everyone is different. And although we should share the same values in some things, especially when it comes to loyalty, but sometimes people, you know, don't quite get it, especially if they've been done a certain kind of way. Just to think me, how I've been done for such a long time, and if I took that on. See, it's all about what you take on. Mm-hmm. If you take that and own that, it's about adapting and adopting. I didn't adopt that because that means I own that. I just adapt to it. That was the situation I was in at that moment. Once I was able to get out of it, I say, thank you, Jesus, you got me out of that. And I just moved on, but it was hard because I kept wanting to go back. And I'll go back and be like, and he'll show me some more disloyalty until I've had enough. Because you'll go through the same thing until you get enough. And that goes for anybody, kid, grown person, whoever. You'll continue to go through that same cycle until you didn't have enough. And can't nobody make your mind up but you. I can pray for your mind, but you got to still want that. In regards to how much I pray, and we know prayer changes things. We do know that. But people and individuals got to want this life for themselves, because each one of us got a life to live, and we got to be able to embrace it and take it not for granted, but live up to it, own it, and be grateful about it, because there's nothing more wonderful and beautiful than life. And that's why
you are right. And you know, it's interesting that you say that, because at the beginning of the show, before you tuned in, we were talking about free will and how we have a choice each step of the way and that we need to take responsibility for our lives, and it sounds like that's what you've done.
Yes. She's an excellent example of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You really gave some good testimony to that, Jackie. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank God. Everything was on point. Everything was spot on, and you always be 100. And that's just a word they use when you write. You'd be like, that's 100%, so 100. And this is not my first time listening in. I always listen in to Anna Marie and you. I love y'all energy and how y'all interact with one another and how you display the questions and how you answer them and everything. It's awesome. I love the energy. I love it.
Oh.
And I thank God.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's great to hear. We enjoy working with each other.
Yes, we do.
I can tell.
Well, Jackie, we're going to talk a little bit about destiny now, and then we're going to end for the day. So thank you for all your contributions today, and let us know how things work out for your businesses the house.
You guys be the first to know. Okay.
Okay,
thanks so much.
Sounds good. All right.
Thank you.
God bless.
You are blessed. God bless.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
thank you.
She is a ball of fire, isn't she?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a pleasure just to listen to her.
Well, yeah. And you know, a person like that is going to be successful.
Of course.
Because what she was talking about is what you talk about week in and week out, and that is the power of positivity.
Right, and knowing that you're going forward, and that's it. There's no other way to go.
That's right. That knowing is so important, and you can hear that in every word that she speaks.
You're right.
Yeah.
I enjoyed her a lot.
All right, we do have another caller, and then we'll talk about destiny. We should have time to do that. Area code 973, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Jacqueline.
Oh, hi, Jacqueline, another Jackie.
I actually was just listening to the show.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. We appreciate that. Okay, you don't have a question then for yourself?
I mean, I just want to know if things are going to work out for me in the, for the next couple of months, trying to get money to get a house or a settlement with the house.
Did you hear that, Ada Marie?
I couldn't quite get it. I couldn't figure out if she had a house or she wanted
no,
to
I'm
buy
trying,
a house. Or...
I have one, but I'm trying to get a house and a settlement. But I may have to take out money to settle the debt.
She has a house, but she's trying to obtain
it's
title
not the
to
house
it, right?
That I'm living in is another house.
Oh, it's another house that
here.
She's not living in that she's trying to get as part of a settlement. And I don't know if you want to say more about what the settlement is about, Jacqueline, or not.
No, I just want to see if she see me finally getting a resolution to it.
It's taking time. It seems
mm-hmm.
like there's a lot of people almost trying to not let you have it. Is that true?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's what I see. That's what I see. And what will happen is one of those people who is adamantly unkind are going to fall from the group. Something's happening to them, and they're not going to be able to be so boisterous and unkind. And when that happens, the other people will change, and everything will smooth out. And I don't know who that is, but that person is really a selfish person. So if you know who the most selfish person is, you know what's going on.
But to me, they're both about the same, the selfishness of brother and sister. But the one person that's staying there off and on, that's the person who I think had the biggest
right.
monkey wrench.
Mm.
Right. And they will be out of the picture shortly.
So you do see a positive resolution for Jacqueline?
I do see a very positive one, but some particular thing that happens takes them out of the, takes them totally out of the loop, and I don't know what it is. It's very dark. I can't really see through that darkness. I can only see that, and when it comes... When the darkness is lifted, it'll be very positive and the energy will be very peaceful.
So you see it as a good move?
It's a good move. Whatever that darkness is, it's going to take away all the negativity. When it leaves, the negativity leaves with it.
I'm wondering if it's my sister. Because she's actually in a house with no lights.
Right.
Oh, this is your sister, Jacqueline, and you're wondering if Ada Marie will confirm that?
Yeah, when she, if it's her that's leaving or the brother, I'm not sure.
She's wondering if it's the sister or the brother that's going to be leaving.
The brother. That came fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that won't be long. Just be patient.
Okay. Well, I mean, he doesn't...
Does
he
that
doesn't
answer
order,
your question?
He doesn't answer the mail from the courts or anything.
Wow.
I just hear
right.
that he goes there from time to time to move stuff, but he's still not complying with orders. So I don't want
it's
to go out
right.
my way and get
it's
it, and then he still come back around later.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It's going to be a sudden end, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
Circumstances.
He's not
going to
die at anything, is he?
Make a sudden change.
Oh,
huh?
He'll make a sudden change.
Yeah. And he'll be out of the picture when it happens. Very strange. I see. It's amazing.
Are you all set, Jacqueline?
Yeah, I'm set in terms of that, you know. Just waiting.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
How long?
It has been a very long time.
Yes, my mother passed 7 years ago.
And when it's over.
And my brother, he kept money from estate proceeds and sale of properties, and then now he's saying he's broke, and he still expects, and there's a sister she was the manipulator. She manipulated him against me, and she never moved, and there was orders for her to go. So I've been the one just paying attorney fees and not receiving my share.
It'll be one of those things that all of a sudden it's over, like the door closed.
Well, that would be a blessed relief, wouldn't it, Jacqueline?
Yeah,
really?
I mean, any way you look at it, I'm the one that had to pay.
Mm.
And you're going to be very, very happy about it. Everything will turn out the way it should have been in the beginning.
Because our relationships could never be the same again. I just know that much.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's understandable. That's too bad.
Okay.
Too bad when that happens within the family.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
I'm glad
our best
that you
wishes
took my call.
Jacqueline.
I really was just listening.
Okay. Well, our best wishes to you in that situation and in all your life experiences.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you both.
God bless you and move forward with a positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to do. I really am. You know, I've been trying to understand the lesson in all of this. Was it patience, endurance? You know, I've even expressed compassion because, you know, even though I was paying attorneys, I still wasn't pushing them out. But they've just been very cruel and mean. And the money that I've spent so far, I could have paid down in another house and moved.
Yeah.
Well, we do have another caller, so if all is
no
well
problem
with you for now, Jacqueline, we're
yes,
going to move
it is
on.
It is. Give somebody else a chance.
Okay. And if we have
thank
time,
you
we'll talk about destiny, but it's starting to look like that's not our destiny for destination for today.
It doesn't look like it, right.
Okay, Jacqueline. God bless.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care, honey. Take care.
All right. Moving on. Area code 301, you're live. What is your first name, please? Hi, area code 301. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name?
Claudette.
Hi, Claudette. Do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes. I'm not sure what she sees as far as some friends of mine that live in Orlando.
As far as what goes? I know she can't hear
mine
what you're saying. I need to interpret.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'll call back once I get off the bus.
Oh, well, it's all right. I can make out what you're saying pretty well. We're only on for
okay
5 more minutes. Yeah, try it again.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know what her opinion was about there's some tension between me and some of my friends down in Orlando.
Okay, you're wondering what her opinion is on something to do with your friends in Orlando. I didn't catch that part.
Yes, there's some tension, a little tension.
Tension?
Regarding, regarding some money.
Okay. She's wondering what your opinion is concerning some tension there is concerning money with some friends down in Orlando.
Is she wondering if they're going to pay her?
Is that what you're wondering, Claudette?
No, I actually was supposed to lend them some money.
Oh.
I hope you didn't do it. Did you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, did you hear what she said, Claudette?
No, I can hear you a little clearer. Could she please repeat that?
Okay.
She said
I'm
she hoped you didn't lend them money.
I didn't.
Right.
Oh.
Good. Do not do that. You would never see it again. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah. Don't loan them anything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. I was supposed to lend them, and then I've really and truly gotten busy. And these are people I've known for a long time doing some business transaction, and I've gotten busy. This happened last year, and I didn't end up lending it to them, although I thought they were good for it.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's really hard to understand you, honey. I'm glad if you got an answer to your question, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Do not loan them anything.
Yeah, and call us back another time when you're not on the bus. Not today. We won't have time.
Yes.
But
exactly.
Let us know how things are going, okay? And if you have any other questions.
Will.
Yeah, we're on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Right. And my private phone number at home is 520-896-9510. So if you want to call here, it's in Arizona, and the number is 510.
520.
520, right.
Okay, I'm trying to write it down. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you know what, Claudette? I'll say it one more time, and if you can't get it, you go into the archives to the end of the show. Do you know how to do that? Okay. I'm going to say it one more time. Do you have a pen handy?
All right, yes. Hold on one second.
Yep, let us know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
520
896
9510. And she's available 7 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. So if you're in the Eastern Time Coast, it would be you would call at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What's your name again, Mrs.?
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Claudette. And
okay,
we'll
you.
Save destiny for another day. We don't have time to go there. But Ada Marie, as always, it's been a joy.
It's been wonderful. I love working with you.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
Really? It's wonderful. And we'll see, what is it, next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday, 2 o'clock your time.
Right.
And God bless all the listeners, and thank you to the callers today.
And thank you for being with us, all of you who had the opportunity to call in.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's a wrap.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.